Shall we do a joint clap? I think the two microphones.
I mean, I think we've
got Alistair. Alistair.
Do you want to do a countdown?
Yeah.
Go on then.
3, 2, 1. Oh, it was so crisp. I did it. Oh, it was so good.
It's so strange.
Oh my God, it was so crisp. It was unreal.
The thing is, it feels...
The sink was incredible.
It feels like a preternaturally skillful move for us all to clap on the same beat. Because you're so used to
it. It's giving me such a buzz.
It's really weird.
Weird
how excited I got about that. is this your one, Laura?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 518. Rejected sketch 911. Tour guides.
Situation.
Okay.
I feel like Alistair, you're one, and Rich, you're two. I feel
in the absence of Dan.
I could imagine Dan.
Yeah, of course. Dan is the historical monotonous tour guide.
Indeed, he is.
While he's not
here,
middle name. Welcome to the audio guide of this tour of the town of Sturry, pronounced to rhyme with slurry. Throughout, you shall learn the history of this tour and find out how this tour differs now from its counterparts throughout history.
This tour began back in the 13th century when Stephen Gorsneck, a local chandler, noted that pilgrims flocked to the neighbouring town of Canterbury and wanted Sturry, rhyming with slurry, to receive an equivalent boost to trade. Knowing that, unlike Canterbury, slurry homophone Sturry had no mighty cathedral or even a half-decent haberdasher, he contacted his alderman, Lord Robert Peart, to discuss the salient points of Sturry.
Beyond sounding like slurry.
Peart thought for a few weeks and then recalled he had once seen a cormorant in the corner of a paddock. Gorsneck and Peart realised that this was potential tour gold and so spent some hours in this paddock, the very one in which you are currently walking, unchanged over the centuries. Although you couldn't see that Dunelm outlet store at that point. Alas, they didn't find another cormorant.
All the same cormorant.
But they did tell a passing goat wrangler the story, and thus this tour was born. For many centuries, that was the only instance of this tour. Until 1784, when a local antiquary, Peter Hellman, researched the town's history for a putative book. Said book never materialised, because in fact he didn't find anything else interesting about Sturry rhyming with slurry, and because a cormorant hatchery was opening in nearby Filage.
Rhyming with silage.
Making their sighting even less exotic. So he started leading groups of ramblers over this field, explaining all about the lack of touring opportunities in Sturry. His fame spread, and visitors came from all over Europe, including the Marquis de Lafayette, Jane Austen, and Wubby, the cantankerous squid boy.
Something of a fishy celebrity in his day.
All of them dreaming.
Hoping.
Wishing to...
Wanting.
To be the first one to spot something of interest in Sturry.
Sonic similarity to slurry notwithstanding.
When Hellman died, he was buried at the end of the tour he so loved to give. His grave can be seen on your left. It is, fittingly, shaped like a cormorant.
Though it's not a very good one, and looks like a spaddled umbrella. His nephew, Setripold, took up the mantle and included, at the end of the tour, a suggestion box of what the tour could tour.
When this young man died of not being a young man anymore, his grave was dug just next to Hellman's. It was, fittingly, shaped like a suggestion box.
Although people keep trying to put suggestions in it, so they changed it to look like a flapjack. Look, they did a really nice job.
His friend, also called Setrapold, took up the reins the very next day.
That's the day after he died, not the day after they did the flapjack thing, obviously.
Subsequent tour masters across the years have devoted their life to this tour, each trying to find different, interesting items for the tour to cover.
And failing.
Then dying, and adding their grave to the end, extending the tour in the process right out of the field and round the back of the Matalan. On your right just now, you may see the mausoleum of Lady Artemisia Phalanx, the tour's most noble custodian, whose marble sepulchre depicts a barge rowed by the god Hermes.
Who looks just like Rusty Lee. It's hilarious.
And Archie Bangers, the dark horse of the tour managing forefathers, who stole all the suggestions from the suggestion box and took them to create a tour of the Irish village of Ballinurry, which was useless, as it's a different place and bears no relation to Sturry.
Except hourly.
And if you'd be so kind as to deposit your own suggestion into the box in front of you, this concludes your tour of Sturry.
Unless you walk really slow, in which case you can catch up whilst we say bye.
Something I've realised now, I just looked it up there, is that if you go to the Sturry page on Wikipedia, you can see that there's no entry for in popular culture.
Oh.
So once this sketch, goes out, we need to go and edit the Sturry Wikipedia page.
Incredible chat.
And put in that it appeared in episode
500
and then
blank,
with yeah. a link for all those hundreds of people who go on the Sturry
Wikipedia page. Yeah, I mean this is Sturry's finest moment in popular culture, I'd imagine.
I didn't realise there was actually
no,
a Sturry.
I absolutely assumed you'd made it up.
Yes, yeah, so
no, it was a small suburb of Canterbury called Sturry.
Well, I never.
Nice.
There you go. And now it is immortalised
forevermore.
I mean, it's not really a sketch, is it? It's a lovely idea, and it could be good in a novel or something.
Yeah.
You know, you could throw it into a Douglas Adams kind of rip-off novel, and it would work.
That
well.
Is true, yeah.
But it's hard to, you know, there's not enough zing in it to do it as a sketch, is there?
Maybe we can do a sketch competition. If you can write a better tour sketch, listeners, send them in.
And our
to
listeners
our
can
Facebook,
always write
Instagram.
Better sketches than us.
Whilst we got Facebook, Instagram.
But I mean,
Twitter.
Don't let Thomas start writing better sketches
Thomas,
than us.
Time.
He'll be a disaster.
Time.
He's already our number one correspondent. If he's not going, oh, here's something immeasurably more amusing than what you've written. Just bow down and swap over and say, Thomas, it's your podcast now, mate. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
I went to a tour of Heineken. It had a bit halfway through that said, up until 1987, the tour ended here. And I was like, imagine if that's all it said. And then we built this bit. And then there's this corner. Look around there. So that was the inspiration for the sketch. But that, whilst it's a funny concept, you can't write that. You know, there's even less content, as Laura harshly puts it.
Sorry. Right, that's probably over 10 minutes.
Yeah, so that's because you went, for about
yeah, that is a fairness,
Alistair. Chop that out and we've got loads of room for content.
I was merely following the directions.
I was merely obeying orders. It is very explicitly stated in the script.
It's a risky game, though, when
do
we
it.
Know that Alistair is one of our cast members.
You're lucky that he made me giggle, because I could do that. I could have gone on longer than Alistair.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I've got a good set of lungs for doing that.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.